The following podcast is meant for mature audiences only. It is not safe for work and definitely not for the easily offended. Viewer discretion is advised. Previously on The Church Absurd.
Repent! Or else...
Or else what?
What's up, my beautiful listeners? It is the Altar Server, and I'm back to fucking record.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
John, you need to go away. We're a little bit busy right now.
Oh, shit. Is that God?
Holy fuck, he just killed Porta-John.
Bring your A-game, jackass!
So be it.
All right, folks. It looks like we're going to hell. We'll see you soon. Until next time, folks, this is the Church Absurd saying, go in peace and tear the world to pieces!
Yep, that's us. You're probably wondering how we got ourselves in this situation. Well, it all started about a year ago when my friend Sam and I decided to make an offensive podcast.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the inaugural episode of the new podcast on Fat Wolves Radio, The Church Absurd.
You see, we were sick of people getting offended over the most mundane things, so we decided to get together and basically give them what they should be offended by. But little did we know that our podcast was being heard by somebody we didn't even think existed. That person was God, the Alpha and Omega himself. And God was so offended by our podcast that not only did he kill our third co-host, but he also condemned us to spend the rest of our lives in hell. That's right, the land of Lucifer himself, Dante's Inferno, hell. And what's even worse is since we've been gone, Lonnie's taken over the Fat Chapel and started doing a podcast himself. God, can you imagine how terrible that must be? But it's all right, folks. We've got our new studio set up here in hell, and we're ready to bring you season two. So get ready, folks, because shit's about to get crazy.
Yeah, g'day. This is King Kai, the undisputed king of blind playthroughs, and you're listening to The Church Absurd on Fat Lols Radio.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Do you feel blame?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rabbit? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 37th episode of The Church Absurd, coming to you live from the bowels of hell. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam
and Cardinal Chris.
Gentlemen.
Also known as Sister Christian at times.
Depending on which level of hell you're currently sitting at.
Yep.
If you're in lust, Sister Christian, for sure. All right, so we need to cover quite a few things.
Yeah, we got some catching up to do.
All right, so Sam, how has your month been?
Well, I've been in hell, yeah. And it's been fun. You know, it's a great place for the winter.
Yeah, but you're in new hell.
Yeah, I am.
As opposed to old hell, which is New Jersey.
Yeah, so much better than New Jersey.
Right.
It's been nice. You know, I tried to get some fishing done in the Lake of Fire, but Ronald Reagan was just like sitting there wringing his hands a lot and staring at me, so I just kind of walked away.
Yeah, and then there was that fucking awful Michael Jackson concert. He just would not shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, it feels like it went on for eternity.
Right, almost. Yeah, so it was a month in Earth time. It's realist. It's been like 10 years in hell time.
Yeah, I've spawned a few demons and then ate them.
Yeah, and we're actually going to be covering some of those in Unholy Beast, but Chris, what about you? How has your hell trip been?
Didn't you see Hitler shoving a pineapple up your ass the other day?
It was mutual. Yeah. I got one up my ass, he got one up his.
Well, considering you sold us out to God, I really don't have any sympathy for you,
bitch.
You fuck.
I liked it. It's okay.
Fucking Judas.
I mean, like, seriously.
Spent some time trying to shoot Gorbachev. It's all good.
I mean, yeah, well... You know,
motherfucker liked it though. It was weird.
That's the thing. The one thing,
hanging out with General Noriega has been fucking awesome. The dude's got lots of coke. Hates AC/DC though.
I just want to clarify. We have not seen each other
They've been off doing their own things. I've been trying to get the equipment basically together to set up our second studio
here. Pretty impressive finding the equipment in hell.
Hey, you know, they got a great, great, great selection. You know, it's good stuff. Good stuff. The only problem, the only downside is that all of the stores are run by, you know, Vincent Kennedy McMahon Sr. So, you know.
I was going to say Jews.
No. No, man. The Jews are in charge of like the eighth level. I don't know why they would be all the way up here. But yeah, we're lucky enough to only be in the third level. Alter Server Portageon is not that lucky.
No.
He's down in six. And yeah. So I don't know what the plan is, but I've been trying to get a cell phone line down there, but all they have is Samsung Galaxy S1s that no longer have any support whatsoever.
Oh, God. It truly is hell.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been pretty fucking rough for him. But here's hoping that at some point he can call in and say hello and let us know what the weather's like down there. but yeah, other than that, I've also been hanging out with Dahmer a lot. Yeah. And he knows all the best places to eat down here.
Oh, absolutely.
It is surprising. Really incredible stuff. And we were also we met up with Manson. You know, he just got down here, and he's fitting in great. You know,
I bet. Making a lot of friends.
A lot of funny stories, for sure. Oh, and yeah. The best part is, not only does Dahmer know the best places to eat, but Manson always gets his free meal. You know what I mean? Because basically, Manson has this tactic where he's just like, he just walks in, and he's just like, all right, I got two dudes with shotguns out front. He's like, now... They said if we come in here and they don't give us a free meal, they're gonna rob you. And sure enough, they all believe it. It's fucking hysterical. I love it. It's great. But yeah, other than that, I got in touch with Satan, and I asked him like, what's the deal? When are we getting the fuck out of here? And he doesn't know.
Bitch ass.
The problem is he has been trying to be on the phone with God, and God's not having it. Basically, he's not even returning his phone calls. He's not answering. Anytime he calls up there, he just gets a fucking busy signal.
Damn. Like, sounds like prom night all over again.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, level three, not too bad. Not too bad. I can't complain.
Yeah, you know, it's been a fun experience overall.
Exactly.
Gotten to take out a lot of pent-up aggression.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny enough.
Mainly on the Jews.
Yep.
It's funny enough. We met up. We got in contact with one person on Earth, and it happened to be Mike J from Running with Scissors. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the creators of the Postal Games. And
geniuses.
He's got a little something special lined up for you later on this episode.
He does.
Stay tuned for that. But yeah, other than that, folks, I think it's time to get into it and talk about Sam's demon children. So it's time for Unholy Beast and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghosts, demons, all types of shit that get the mind moving.
Christian's donkey's sister.
Yeah, exactly.
I told her last night I would find some way to fit that in there.
How the fuck did you connect with Earth?
A Ouija board.
You've had a goddamn line this entire time?
A Ouija board.
Why didn't you tell her we were down here?
I did. She knows. She's a donkey witch. What do you expect?
That goddamn bitch.
You pronounced it wrong. It's not donkey witch. It's donkey bitch.
That goddamn bitch. That fucking goddamn bitch. Oh my God. I'm gonna.
Nobody's tried contacting you all?
No.
Hell, I've been talking with my wife like every day. It's like texting. They just use a fucking Ouija board.
That's fucking ridiculous. What does your wife have to say about all this?
Well, obviously she's mad I'm in hell.
Well, yeah.
But she finds it hilarious we pissed off God so much he literally sent us to hell.
What the fuck?
I made it pretty... She knew that marrying me would gain her an interesting and weird life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was pretty upfront about my deal when I first met her.
All right, well, let's talk about Sam's demon children.
There's one thing I want to talk about first.
God damn.
How the fuck does sexting work on a Ouija board?
Listen, can you take the devil's dick out of your mouth?
No.
I know he sells it like candy down here, but take it out, please.
It's like a Red Hot. It's nice and sweet, but a little spicy.
Oh my
Barb God. Shaft hurts so good.
Yes.
That's the name of my new record, Barbed Shaft. Which, interestingly enough, a lot of great recording artists down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so look forward to that. Yeah, we might be
pretty
able
sure everyone involved with Sun Records is down here.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm hoping...
That, and MTV, because at first they were racist bastards.
Yeah, well, maybe at first, you know, now that we're able to find some decent recording people, we can actually get Lonnie's album mastered.
Oh, yeah.
But it turns out Rob Zombie, actually a zombie. He should have been traveling back and forth.
Yeah. Just comes out. He needs vacations to Earth.
Yeah. And Mother Teresa, she's literally the bottom bitch of Hitler's fucking... brothel that he has down here.
Harem.
It's not a harem. That's Osama.
It's a journey.
Osama's got a harem. We are getting so fucking ridiculous with this. You know?
My question is, though, did any of y'all run into John Wayne Gacy?
I ran into John Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, that was given.
He was just hopping around on a toilet eating ground beef and beef jerky.
It was the same toilet Elvis died on, too. Oh, man. Dude, I haven't gotten in touch with Gacy. I've been trying to because, you know, I've been looking for, you know, once we finally get back to Earth, I've been looking for some new choking techniques for my wife. I'm sorry. That's so fucking wrong. I mean sexually choking my wife. I'm kidding. I'm going to murder that bitch. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally joking.
Does it matter if you're choking the chicken or your wife? It's still choking.
Hell has really fucked up my sense of humor for sure. But yeah, other than that, let's talk about Sam's fucking demon spawns. This is according to listverse.com, which that's one of the things we were doing the entire month. It's all like dial up down here. So I was just waiting for this fucking page to load.
Yep.
But it is the top 10 worst theological or mythological demons from listverse.com.
Yeah, my kids were kind of fucking failures.
Yeah. The first one is a Bizu. Bizu?
Oh, that little bitch.
Why are you... How did you come up with the name?
I just let them...
Did you throw a dartboard at... You know, like, you just
threw a dartboard at
them. I let the brood sow name them.
Right. Oh, man.
You threw a dartboard at them, whatever sound they made was a name.
All right, so this female demon was believed to be responsible for miscarriages. It's a shame that she didn't fucking prevent her own birth, because who wants Sam to reproduce?
Not even my parents.
To be responsible for miscarriages, stillbirths, and infant mortality. Abizu is believed to have been infertile, so these heinous acts were and are most likely out of jealousy. Jealous little bitch you gave birth to, Sam. Oh, man. She is often depicted having snake or fish-like attributes. Did you fuck something down at the Lake of Fire? All right. The next one, Agares. Also known as Agrius. This male demon makes those who run stand still. What? They make those who run stand still.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick like that.
A terrible thing to be a victim of during, say, a tornado. He's also said to be one of those demons that controls earthquakes.
He's kind of a dick like that.
He also teaches many languages, focusing on the profanities and ethnic slurs. So
yeah, that's
definitely
your kid. He got that from me.
That's definitely your kid right there.
Chip off the old hellfire. Chip off the old brimstone.
He is also believed to be the ruler of the eastern zone of hell, and he's said to have 31 legions of demons at his command.
Yeah, he's
a real go-getter.
Yeah, no, he is. He's the only one that's, like, worth a fuck.
Right.
The rest of them are just like me.
Yeah. He's also one, if not the strangest-looking demons on the list. He's often portrayed as a pale, elderly man riding a crocodile with a hawk either attached to or on his fist.
He's got the Benjamin Button disease. Like, he started out really old, so he's just going to get younger.
Okay. It just sounds like a knockoff of Captain Falco. He didn't say Falcon Punch. He says Hawk Punch.
Right.
Hawk. Yeah. No, I had a hawk, so no, that is totally mine.
Oh, man. All right, moving on. Your next child, Akamana. His name means mana made evil. In this case, the word mana represents the mind. Many refer to him as the demon of evil intention, evil mind, evil purpose, or evil thinking. His job is to prevent people from fulfilling their moral duties, like being a good parent, saving a life, etc. Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Definitely my
The seventh one is Allah. Were you just trying to piss off the Muslims there?
That one was just for fun.
There are some of the it's twins apparently. There's some of the few demons on the list who do evil deeds but can be persuaded to do good deeds and can even help you. They particularly like creating bad weather. Can you fucking have them send some rain? Because it's hot as fuck down here.
Only on Earth, not in hell.
Your kids are useless.
I know.
Over farms, orchards, and vineyards, in order to destroy crops. They also said to like eating children. They're so hungry that they are said to be able to eat the sun and or moon, creating eclipses. They can pose a great threat to persons' mental and physical life. They can even possess you. However, if you approach an Allah with trust and respect, she and the other Allah will save your life whenever necessary and make you rich. They can't hook us up.
Only on Earth.
You can't even create something useful down here in hell. The fuck's wrong with you?
The next one is the ass hag.
I didn't even want any of them.
This next one here is the ass hag.
Yeah, he is.
Did you name it after the ass wang?
Yes, I did.
Azag is one of the many demons that causes sickness. What separates him from other demons that cause sickness? Well, for one, he had sex with all the mountains in the world and had a litter of rock demon offspring that defends him in any battle.
Oh, you're a grandfather.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Proud grandpa.
He is also believed to be so grotesquely, unbelievably ugly that his very presence causes fish to be boiled alive in rivers,
just like his daddy,
yep, and or lakes within viewing distance. Only in viewing distance, though. The next one is Belphegor. Belphegor, that's an interesting name. How'd you come up with that one? Belphegor?
I don't know.
It was sound he made while he was driving the bus.
Yeah, I was driving the bus through hell, the tour bus, you know, it just made a big clunk, just fell apart. It was like Belphegor.
Belphegor is absolutely unbelievable. He got his start in Assyria many, many years ago. He was first called Belpure. Where did that one come from?
When I pulled out of his mom, that's the sound that
it was
that
just
it made.
Belpure. He was associated with orgies and other types of lewdness. The Israelites worshipped him in the form of a phallic idol. Later on, in Kabbalic mythology, he was a demon who made people paranoid of each other and who would seduce them with money and overall wealth. And needless to say, it was hard to summon him because he required the sacrifice of human excrement.
The sacrifice of human excrement.
Yeah, so you just have to, like,
stab a pile of shit.
Yeah, you use a ceremonial knife to, like, as a poop knife.
Poop scissors.
Yeah, poop scissors. In the 16th century, he changed his name to Belphegor and changed his strategy somewhat. He pretty much threw away the idea of causing mutual mistrust in people and instead focused on inventions. He would suggest crazy yet plausible inventions to people and then use their greed to his advantage. And when they became successful, he was sent from Earth to Earth from hell to either justify or disprove rumors that marriage can result in happiness.
What?
Your fucking kid has an interesting life, man. Yeah. Finding no evidence.
They're all, they can all be described as, yeah, they're dicks like that.
They have issues.
Fight.
We don't have enough time to unpack all the baggage I have given those kids.
Finding no evidence that happiness is possible in a marriage. Now, there's a surprise. He chose to stay on Earth. He is notable for two bizarre attributes. He's believed to be physically, mentally, and strategically strongest in the month of April. And he either was or is hell/Satan's ambassador to France.
they study abroad.
All right. Belphegor also played a role in Milton's book Paradise Lost. He's either depicted as a hideous bearded demon with horns and claws or a beautiful young woman. Is it a daughter or a son? Which one is it?
It's Sister Christian.
So if anything, it's gender fluid. It switches between it.
Yeah, we don't like to. We're
it's a cross-dresser.
I took a post-label parenting stance.
Yeah. What's the deal with this next one? Jinkininki.
He dropped his keys.
I was drunk.
apparently the spirits of selfish, greedy, or ungodly people who have passed on. They are said to be cursed to eat the flesh of human corpses. It's also said that they take valuables from the corpses in order to bribe local law enforcement officials to leave them alone. Unlike most demons, they actually hate what they are and are a constant state of self-disgust and self-loathing. Huh? Just like their daddy.
Yep, just like daddy.
Some accounts state that they are so terrifying to look at that seeing one would make you paralyzed with fear. Other accounts indicate that they can take the form of normal human beings and can even lead seemingly normal lives by day. They are notable in that, unlike other Gaki or Rakshasa, hungry ghosts, if you will, ghosts in general, they are an endangered species, if one can use such a term in this context. All right, this next one is Pontianak. Pontianak.
I punched somebody in the neck.
spirits of ladies who died during childbirth and became undead. They're said to scare people, mostly men, and then rip out their internal organs for feeding with their claws. Sounds like regular women.
Yeah.
In the case of men that that they knew when they were alive who abused or betrayed them, they are said to remove the man's genitalia with their bare hands. Pretty standard for a woman.
Yeah, pretty standard.
So this right here is just the patron saint of Lorena Bobbitt. They are much like vampires, however. They do what they do more out of vengeance rather than necessity or sustenance. It is also hard to judge just how far away from you they are. Usually a loud cry means that they're far away, whereas a soft cry signifies that they are nearby. It is also said that a faint floral fragrance
there you go.
Is detected upon first seeing it. However, the fragrance changes to something rotten after a short period of time. Sounds like all women. They are believed to live in banana trees, a possible phallic fertility reference. All right, Sam, I have to admit, the name of this is just gay. Lady Midday?
Yeah.
Was she born in the afternoon? Or was she the product of an afternoon delight?
He tried to be more calm with the naming on this one.
Right. Yeah.
Decided to tone it down.
After some heroin.
Get a little medieval.
You just did some heroin and you were just like, all right, now I can chill out a little bit. She's said to pose tough questions and make conversations with laborers working in the fields during the hottest part of the day in summertime. Like a southern belle. You know, she's just like, oh, I do declare. any incorrect answer or unprompted subject change results in a beheading, either with a scythe or a pair of shears. Just like a southern belle.
Gotta keep those field hands in line.
Right? Lady is also the personification of heat stroke and can also give people insanity or heat sickness in lieu of decapitation. Her description varies between a 12-year-old girl, an old woman, or how Chris looks naked.
Yeah, horrifying thought.
And the last one is Lamashtu.
I was making fun of an Indian guy.
Oh, man. Lamashtu is a heinous, terrifying demoness. She's said to menace women throughout and after the end of their pregnancies. She is routinely said to kidnap infants while they're breastfeeding. She would suck their blood and chew on their bones. Add to that the fact that her other hobbies included infesting rivers and lakes, killing crops and other plants, sucking the blood of men, creating sleep disturbances, spreading diseases and illness, and bringing nightmares. And unlike most demons from Mesopotamian mythology, she didn't answer to anyone, not to any god or man or any part of any divine hierarchy. So evil was her that pregnant women and their loved ones would routinely summon the demon Pazuzu to protect them. For the uninitiated, Pazuzu was the demon made famous by The Exorcist. Allegedly, Pazuzu and Lamashtu were fierce rivals who would attack each other at any chance. While Pazuzu was known for bringing famines and droughts, soon-to-be mothers were so afraid of her that they were willing to take the risk. That means that, yes, Linda Blair's performance in The Exorcist was nothing compared to the wrath of Lamashtu. The people who write these fucking articles, so help me God.
By the way, your daughter is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
She's good at sucking blood, but I kind of told her there was only one place to suck it out of me.
Yeah.
She's easy to fool.
Makes a good breakfast, though.
Oh, man. She's described as usually like a mythological hybrid with the head of a lioness, the teeth and ears of Susie, the feet of a bird. Yes, the teeth and ears of a donkey. So fake teeth and pierced ears.
Oh, damn.
The feet of a bird complete with sharp talons, as well as a hairy body, like Susie, and long, sharp fingers and fingernails. She's usually depicted nursing a dog or a pig and holding snakes while standing or kneeling on herself, a donkey. It's pretty subtle.
Pretty subtle.
You have some interesting fucking kids.
On a side note, y'all, I ran into Lizzie Borden down here, too.
What'd she say?
Nothing much, but she was fun, and I got 42 new scars.
Is that why you bitched out so hardcore, and you really wanted God to punish us, because you wanted to just get down here and get chopped up by Lizzie Borden?
Yes.
Who is Lizzie Borden?
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks.
When she seen what she had done, she gave her father 41. But she called me dad and gave me 42.
Fair enough.
All right, so it's a DDLB. Daddy Dom Lizzie Borden. Oh, that's fucking wrong. Yeah, that joke's too far just for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, so yeah. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I had children, had a family.
Who are the mothers?
It was one mother.
Lilith?
I just called her Brood Sow. Well, to be honest, I never really got her name. All I heard was...
That's just wrong. You're proud of yourself,
Barry.
Yeah.
But even in hell, he learned even demons think he can't go far enough.
And then they eat the poo poo.
I ate the poo poo.
Oh, man.
It's hell. Everybody eats the poo poo.
Right? That's like the gimmick. That's how you get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's like, here, eat this pile of shit.
If you don't do that, you stand outside the gates forever. And outside the gates, what are there? Catholic priests. Oh, man. Well, folks.
You forgot coaches from Murray State, though.
Yeah. That's level 8.
Level 8, Murray State.
Oh, man. All right, folks. Well, we have been talking for 30 minutes, just riffing on Sam's children.
Goddamn.
Right? Fucking A. Well, yeah, let's go to a commercial break, and we will be right back on the Church Absurd.
Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on The Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on The Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Grab a drink and some laughs with the designated drinkers. Hear some solid interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio fix on The Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Callan from the bottom, and hear podcasts get roasted by the P-Bros on Pee on the Pods. All these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio, available through all your favorite podcast apps or wherever podcasts are heard. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris. And it's been a fucking month. We've been in fucking hell. And it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Fucked up, man.
That's right, folks. It's time for Wow, That's Fucked Up. This is where we look at fucked up shit and make fun of it like adults. And there's been a lot of stuff we've missed since being down in hell, so it's time
to catch up.
Yeah, it's time to catch up, and it's time for a news update. It is time for the Church Absurd News Network. This is totally our theme and not NBC's. Welcome,
totally ours.
Welcome to the Church Absurd Fucked Up News Network. I'm your host, Jezebel Spankbottom, joined by my lovely co-anchors.
I'm
an idiot.
Yeah. I'm Deacon Sam, and we are joined by Topper Bottoms here.
Topper Bottoms. And
all right, he came with a name. You gave me a name. You got to get a name. Come on.
Y'all give me one then.
Joined by Jimmy Nice Package.
Yep.
There we go. All right. So the first story of the night, it's a sad state of affairs. Here we go. Well, let's take a listen. And man stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend.
When you just don't eat the butt.
Right. And it,
you got to eat the ass, gentlemen.
It doesn't end there, though. Stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend, proposes to her in Russian court as she's about to be sentenced for nearly killing him.
Oh, it's Russia. Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind.
That would explain everything.
A man who was stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend proposed to her in court as she was about to be sentenced. The man named Shakur, first name Tupac, was nearly murdered in the frenzied knife attack and only survived because he managed to flee the scene. Russian state prosecutor Jakov Smirnov told the court in some town in Russia, I can't pronounce.
We're just not going to fucking try.
As the woman stood and faced the judge, Shakur proposed to her in the court, according to a report from NTR. 24. He appealed to the judge for leniency and said they intended to arrange the date of their wedding. The Russian judge postponed the decision on sentencing until a future hearing, according to reports. How do you fucking, like,
what kind of a fucking joke is their legal system?
Bitch, you almost killed me. I'm gonna marry your ass.
That right there, that's the definition of a cuck right there. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough if she's, like, fucking other dudes in front of him.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, like, she almost killed you, and you're just like, I'd marry that girl. She was the only one that almost took me down.
It's like in Deadpool. When one crazy finds another crazy, they just match.
The man needed 3 weeks treatment in hospital for stab wounds all over his body. Using the knife as a weapon, she stabbed the victim at least 13 times. He demanded a custodial sentence of up to 6 years for intentionally causing damage to the health of a man and threatening his life. The unnamed woman faces up to 6 years for the nearly fatal attack. She pleaded guilty to the stabbing incident, but denied she had intended to kill her boyfriend and said she was drunk at the time.
Yeah, Russia.
It was not clear what the dispute was about. He was just like, listen, Star Wars Episode One is actually a good movie. And she's just like, I'm not taking a no.
No more of these.
All right, moving on to something a little more stateside for those of you up on Earth. An Oregon man is sentenced to prison for sexually assaulting a horse.
Allegedly.
He was
That's a 2 to 3 man operation.
It must have been a sick horse.
Yeah. Allegedly.
He was sentenced to 20 months in prison for sexual assault of an animal and unlawful use of a motor vehicle. They charged him for driving to the fucking horse farm.
They're just like, did you use that car to drive to go fuck a horse?
Yep, that's a crime. Yeah. The investigation started when the Washington County Sheriff's Office learned that a stable owner had a horse in her barn that had been sexually assaulted. Hashtag me too.
Hey. Not anymore.
The woman's daughter, a veterinarian, conducted an examination of the horse and took samples of fluid found inside the animal. Kenneth Duck. D-U-Y-C-K. Why is it when your name ends with C-K, you're charged with sexual assault?
Do you know he also tried to have Pete Davidson kicked off of SNL because Pete Davidson smokes weed?
The irony coming from the guy who wrote Pootie Tang.
I know.
Right? I'm confused about who you are.
Wait, Louis C.K. wrote Pootie Tang?
Yeah, he directed it too.
Huh. Well, apparently, Louis C.K. was just saying Pete Davidson smokes too much weed, and he wanted him off SNL.
Huh. All right, then.
Louis C.K., you fuck.
He was identified as a suspect in the case. Louis C.K. was.
and he didn't fuck the horse. He just jerked off in front of it and wouldn't let it leave the room.
Oh, man. Detectives found him at an area Walmart sleeping inside of a stolen car. He admitted to I can say his name, but I just don't want to say it.
Say it.
Duck admitted to going into a stable.
Why do you put so much inflection into that? Just Duck.
Duck.
Just pronounce it as Duck.
Or Dyke.
You gonna take it?
Yeah, no, Dyke.
You gonna take this Duck?
G-U-Y.
Pop off a piece of my dick.
G-U-Y is guy, so D-U-Y should be die. So Dyke. His name is Dyke.
Well, the Dyke admitted to going into a stable without permission and touching a horse's tail, but denied any wrongdoing. Dyke agreed to a DNA sample, which was a match to the fluid found inside the horse. Dumbass. I just touched his tail, then lifted it up and fucked it.
Allegedly.
In addition to the 20-month prison sentence, Dyke must undergo 2 years of post-prison supervision and complete sex offender and mental health treatment plans. I guess it's true what they say. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it fuck.
Yes, you can.
For some reason, I'm just imagining Bill Clinton like, I did not have sexual relations with that horse.
She touched me first. She was neighing at me. An Ohio student on LSD attacked and grabbed a staffer's breasts. A 15-year-old Liberty High School student is facing criminal charges after police say he grabbed a staff member's breast while possibly under the influence of LSD. There was no LSD. He was just like, let me grab some of them titties. You know what I'm saying?
Titties, bitch. The titty meat.
According to police reports, around 10:30 a.m. last Wednesday, a school resource officer reported hearing a teacher yelling, "Do not touch me," while screaming for help. The officer reported seeing the suspect running down the hallway and into the parking lot. He was stopped outside and ordered to return into the school, at which time he started mumbling about breasts and making other incoherent statements. Police said the suspect then said, "Come here, bitch," to a staff member. He then pushed her into the wall while grabbing her buttocks and breast, according to a police report.
Was his name Beavis?
It's the Booty Warriors kid.
Right.
Oh, fun story. While I was getting my tattoo, we were talking about random shit with the tattoo artist. This is before we went to hell. Her cousin runs with the Booty Warrior. He's out of prison. Apparently he's calmed down a lot.
He's like Purple Aki, man. He's just out there.
Yeah. No. The Booty Warrior, Fleece Johnson, is out of prison, and I met someone who knows him and has personally met them.
The Booty Warrior is my father. Other staff members had to help get the boy under control. While the school resource officer was trying to handcuff the boy, the officer reported that he lunged for another staff member and grabbed her breast aggressively. Other staff members had to get the boy under control. He was put into a police cruiser where police say he began licking the windows.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
They said that the boy then kicked through the window of the partition, kicking a police officer in the head.
Fucking Christ. Jesus.
Several officers then got the boy onto a gurney, and he was taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation. Paramedics asked the boy what he had taken. He responded, "LSD, man," before yelling, "Big dick and big tits," according to the report.
Dick's out for this kid.
Being able to kick out the partition, that wasn't LSD. That's fucking PCP.
Right? Yeah. Angel dust for sure. Police said that while the suspect was in the hospital, he began yelling that he was an Avenger, and he tried to strangle a nurse with her stethoscope. Police said that during his evaluation, the boy... What?
I'm an Avenger.
Police said that during his evaluation, the boy once more stated that he had done LSD and advised hospital staff that his dog had given it to him. After his release from the hospital, the suspect was taken to the Trumbull County Juvenile Justice Center. He faces charges of vandalism, resisting arrest, gross sexual imposition, and assault.
Yeah, that kid's going to get tried as an adult.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, let's be completely fucking honest.
Wait, hold on. Is he white or black?
He's white. It's LSD, not crack.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He'll just get a drug deferment program then.
It's still impressive. They kicked out a partition.
I'll tell you right now, I guarantee that he was sitting in that court. He's going to be sitting in that courtroom and thinking,
I regret nothing.
Kid went postal for a day. Fuck right. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful bastard. We salute you.
If he gets out of somehow, he's going to piss on his dog.
This one is the supreme gentleman.
Yes. I mean, you know, big dick, big tits. The last story of the night. A Texas man caught having sex with a cow. Recently, a man named Rajiv Chowdhury was arrested.
So he's not an actual Texan then.
Exactly.
I thought his name was going to be Kyle.
Those fucking Mexicans coming across the fucking border.
The name was Rajiv. Fucking thank Muslims you. Are everywhere.
Those goddamn Indian Mexicans.
He was arrested by the
Anasazi
County Police. No, the Atascasa County Police. I'm probably saying that wrong, but fuck Texas. After a local ranch owner called them when he discovered the half-naked man sexually assaulting one of his cows. I mean,
is the word you're trying to say Anasazi? Like the Native American tribe?
No, Atascosa. I know.
Huh.
Exactly. Fuck that place.
Yeah, fuck that place.
They probably go to Murray State. I don't know. Ted Bukowski, the ranch owner, went outside to check on a disturbance, which he originally thought was his cattle being harassed by coyotes. Much to his shock, he realized that there was a half-naked man involved in a sexual act with one of his livestock. The ranch owner, pictured below,
Ted Bukowski,
recalled the man's response when he confronted about his actions. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
He said the cow was the reincarnation of his wife. And when I asked him what the hell he was talking about, he said the cow had the same eyes, smell, and taste of his deceased wife.
Definitely fucking Indian bastard.
Yeah.
Regardless of the man's personal, philosophical, or religious beliefs, bestiality is currently illegal in the state of Texas since 2017.
What?
It took until 2017 for them to be like, all right, enough is enough.
It's got to stop, guys.
Offenders face...
Not anymore.
Offenders face... Fucking A.
Well, it wasn't that long ago they outlawed, like, the fucking electric chair for retarded people.
Hey, so, fucking Japan didn't make child porn illegal till the 90s.
Fucking lolly bullshit.
Yeah. Offenders face a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison and or a fine of not more than $4,000, according to legal experts. So for $4,000, you can fuck a cow.
In Texas.
It was literally a brood sow.
And if you go to Chris's, and if you go to Susie's new house, you can fuck a donkey for free.
hell, she might pay you.
I'm desperate. Oh, man. Well, that is it for the news today, folks. Oh, wait. Breaking news. We have one more story.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, all right. Coming down the wire now.
Did Riley Reed finally die?
Andrew Frey, a man high on meth, fights off 15 police officers while masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
A man who was allegedly high on meth reportedly fought off more than a dozen police officers while publicly masturbating. 37 years old, Andrew Frey apparently made a series of outbursts and then began masturbating in an Oregon restaurant. The Oregonian reports. The Oregonian?
Yeah.
That, what a terrible name for a newspaper.
They live in Skyrim, all
right. If you live in Oregon, burn that place down. Seriously.
just go.
No, I'm kidding. That's not a call to action, I swear. Kind of. Although, I'm in hell. Come get me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fight me, bitch.
I can just see him now. He's like...
Wouldn't it be great if that's the way we get out of hell? We just get arrested, and they're just like, we gotta try you on Earth. Sorry. Incredibly, police were reportedly unable to subdue Frey with a taser. He was really into, like, electrostimulation play.
Yep.
He spends a lot of time on kink.com, you know what I mean? It took 15 officers to finally take him into custody and stop him pleasuring himself.
I can see it now. He's like a fucking karate expert, just jerking off and karate kicking everybody in the head.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's karate chopping people with his dick.
Karate chop a dick. He later reportedly told the authorities that he took methamphetamine and couldn't remember the obscene incident. He was treated at a local hospital and then booked into county jail on charges of public indecency, theft of services, and resisting arrest.
Theft of services? So, like, wasting all their goddamn time?
There were hookers on the corner. And they were like, we'll do that for money. And he's like, fuck you, I'm doing it myself. You know what I mean?
No, they said
I don't have any money. I spent it all on meth.
What'd you say, Chris?
Theft of services. That's because they said he was in a restaurant in Oregon before all this shit broke out.
No, he probably didn't pay for his food.
He probably came on his food.
Oh, this shit didn't look so good.
Right. Oh, well, okay. And, you know, we're going to shut the news wire down. That is it for the news today.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough news.
That's some good news, though.
Yeah, that is.
I kind of like the way this episode is flowing. You know what I mean? We a decent time for each segment. But speaking of segments, it is now time for a new segment. It's time for the new segment, which is This Week in Fucked Up Porn.
Yeah.
This is where we browse e-fucked.
Why does that sound so familiar?
That's The Price is Right.
Oh, right.
Oh, man. The Price is Reich. That's a new game show that Hitler started down here.
Is the price 300 whatever they use?
Is it,
nine.
Is it, Reichmarks.
Is the price 600 million dead Jews?
Nine.
We have something special for the first instance of fucked up porn. It is beautiful. It is something special. And it is a guy who is on Pornhub named Goldfish. This man has an interesting type of video in which he does close-up shots of his penis smashing small women. Let's take a look, shall we? Starting in 3, 2, 1.
I don't like that. I don't like that. What is going on? I don't like it. What the fuck?
And as you can see, there's quite a bit of blood splatter there.
Yeah,
it's like killing a fly.
Oh my god!
Or a mosquito after it's like just freshly sucked your blood.
I hate to say it, but that was actually really good graphics.
Yeah, you gotta put some effort into
it. For like a B-rated type.
He knows how to do After Effects for sure. Deep in the rectum of Pornhub, there is a user named Goldfish. I'm reading the text so you know where we're at. And these are his videos. So, yeah, it's beautiful. E-fucked, good job on this edit.
God damn it. Fuck you, Jess. Fuck you.
Just when you think this podcast can get any gayer.
How full is that candle of cigarettes?
Pretty full. This is drowning.mp4.
Aww. God damn it.
And if you look, there's two different blood splatters here, which means he killed two women.
Is this actually a fetish?
I think so. I mean, there's giantess fetish, so I wouldn't doubt it. And then Goldfish unleashed his masterpiece. His master penis. All right, what we have here.
This is what God does a city. In his spare time.
It's a city.
Yeah, that is a city, all right. There's skyscrapers and. Oh, come on. This is like one of those fucking shitty arcade game intros.
Someone was kind enough to get a street view. Listen to the sounds.
It reminds me of the Christmas episode of Rick and Morty. Right.
God damn it. Just why? Just why? Just destroying the city. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the pube manity.
A very close-up shot of his urethra.
Right. Penismonium.
I feel like a sounding rod right now.
That's how they destroy it. That's the missile.
Right.
Oh, come on. Damn it.
Pun intended.
Fuck. God, that noise.
I've heard of Fuck the World, but this is ridiculous.
There are no words.
There are plenty of words, and none of them are fucking good.
A beautiful experience.
No.
No, fuck you.
I think you just want to watch penis.
Maybe I do.
Is there something you want to talk about?
I learn a lot of things down in hell. And one of the things I've learned is that Jeffrey Dahmer is really good at cuddling.
Jess is going to be the new sister. This is weird.
No? Technically speaking, if I fuck a dude, that makes me more manly than you'd ever be. Because if you fuck a chick, there's a woman involved, and that's gay.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
All I know is that I'm willing to bet when Goldfish makes those videos, he has one thing on his mind, and that thing is
I regret nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, this week in Fucked Up Porn, one of our news segments. And we got plenty of more, you know, now that we're down in hell, we got plenty of material.
A lot of stuff to work with down here.
Exactly.
I'm honestly proud of Jess because he didn't play the soundbite of "That's a fine looking penis."
Yeah, no, I was expecting that, honestly.
I'm proud of you.
He's suffering right now. I don't want to make him, you know, feel any worse.
Why?
I'm proud of you.
Why not?
Because, like I said, he's in six.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Sucks to be him.
Right? Exactly. He was so excited when he came back on, and then he's instantly vaporized by God.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Oh, man. He probably felt like a building in a goldfish video.
Hey, you know what? I had to clean all that shit off that porta potty after that happened, so he earned it.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, folks. We are going to move on. We will be right back on the Church Absurd. We have one more commercial break, and then it is special announcement time when we come back before our final segment of the night.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be right back on the Church Absurd. By the way, I just want to say it's great to be back. I'm really happy to be back.
Fucking kill me.
Hey, loser! Are you sleeping on a comfortable mattress? How can you call yourself a real man? When you're sleeping, you shouldn't be comfortable. It should just serve the bare minimum purpose. That's why Falsco has put out the new Man's Mattress. Made with only the finest quality cinder blocks, straw, and pig entrails. It's definitely the right mattress for any type of movie star or action hero. Don't believe me? Ask one of our satisfied customers.
Well, I mean, it's not really that comfortable.
Shut up, pussy! Buy now and receive a free quart of drinkable motor oil. You don't think your wife will like it? Divorce her. Is your family complaining because they don't like it? Kill them. Plan on having a guest over and you want them to be comfortable, but they're complaining that they don't like the man's mattress? Sacrifice their soul to Satan. And now it's time for some subliminal messaging.
This is the self progressive voice, zombie, sir, stab, slam, but by having y'all was a new man for you.
Pick up your new man's mattress from Falsco today. It's only the price of your eternal soul and manhood. Available now for only $6,000.
And we are back for the final time of this episode to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris. And it is special announcement time.
Don't hurt! Call the police!
I regret nothing.
In 1997, Running with Scissors released Postal, a top-down shooter in which you play a mentally unhinged man who goes on a bloody crusade of murder and mayhem for seemingly no reason. The game attracted quite a bit of controversy, being targeted by Senator Joe Lieberman for a potential ban, and spawned two sequels, both of which were banned in about five countries. In celebration of the 20th anniversary, Running with Scissors rebuilt the original 1997 game in the Unreal 4 engine. The newly branded Postal Redux features a brand new remastered soundtrack, revamped twin stick controls, new weapons, and a new point-based rampage mode, two new levels as well, and two levels never before released to the American public from the Japanese version Super Postal. Thanks to the Vice President of Running with Scissors, Mike J, we are proud to announce our first giveaway. We have 10, count them, 10 Steam keys for Postal Redux to give to our loyal listeners. You must be 17 to claim one and cannot be a resident of Germany. I'm very sorry, but it's banned there. To claim one of these limited Steam keys, you have to send an email to fatlulzradio@gmail.com with the subject "I regret nothing," or get in touch with me on Twitter at @RevJess_FLRadio or on the Church Absurd Facebook page at the Church Absurd. We cannot thank Mike J enough and the rest of the crew at Running with Scissors for helping us put this on here. For all of your postal merch needs, check out runningwithscissors.com. Once again, supplies are limited, 10 Steam keys only. Once they are gone, they are gone. It is first come, first serve. Once again, you must be 17 to claim one and cannot be a resident of Germany. And thank you so much to our loyal listeners, because without you, this giveaway wouldn't happen, because we wouldn't have any reason to do it. So as our way of giving back, here's Postal Redux.
Amazing games.
Incredible games. And let me tell you, folks, I have played this game. I have played this game quite a bit. They have it down here. I played it on that, and it's incredible. It runs flawlessly at 60 frames per second, everything like that. Looks beautiful, and No complaints whatsoever. So we have that to give to you. So if you want a copy, by all means, get in touch with us because we have 10 of them to give away. And they're going to go quick. Why? Because Postal is fucking incredible.
Fuck yeah.
You forgot to mention that it's also known as Columbine Simulator.
No, there's actually a Columbine Simulator, and it's not anywhere near as good as Postal.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. It's Super Columbine RPG or something like that. Learn your shooting games, man.
I want to play it.
But yeah, get in touch with us if you want a copy, a Steam key for Postal Redux. We only have a limited amount. We only have 10 of them. And like I said, they're going to go fast. So just send us an email and, you know, share this episode. Share this episode with your friends, your family, your enemies, everything like that. And then send us an email with the subject, I regret nothing.
All 40 of you.
Yeah, we have 10 Steam keys, so we can give a quarter of our audience Postal Redux. But in all honesty, I cannot recommend the game enough. And yeah, we will let you know on the podcast and on our social media and everything like that when all the copies have been given out. And after they have done that, we will tell you the best way to go about getting it. Go to runningwithscissors.com, check them out now. And not to mention that, like, Mike J was so cool to hook us up with these.
Fuck yeah.
So, fuck yeah. Thank you very much to Mike J. Thank you to Running With Scissors. And thank you guys listening to us. We appreciate you immensely. So, yeah, definitely get in touch with us. Remember, email us at fatlulzradio@gmail.com. And the subject, I regret nothing in the body, put I want Postal Redux. And I'm a listener of The Church Absurd. And share the episode. Like I said, 10 copies, so hurry up. They're going to go fast.
Hurry the fuck up.
Exactly.
You got to email on your phone. Just email us.
Right now, literally. You're listening to us most likely on your phone.
Right meow.
Right meow.
Right meow.
All right. Well, moving on. One final little thing for the night.
You're a fucking idiot. That's the final thing.
Fuck you.
It is time, gentlemen, since we're in hell, for a metal dramatic reading. We are covering two lovely songs from Anal Blasphemy.
I just saw the name of this. Dried up blood from open neck.
Say the title.
Oh, shit.
The
fucking
band.
Cunt.
We've been out for a little bit. Shut up.
All right, I'll restart it.
Sniffing the Dead Nun's Vagina by Anal Blasphemy. Dried up blood from open neck. She's lying in the gutter, the nun abandoned by life. Sniffing the dead nun's vagina. I'm going on four legs. The stench of rotting holiness. A face in her crotch. Inhaling deep the dead cunt scent. Sniffing the dead nun's vagina. Ugh. Divine vaginal... Vaginal decay.
Vaginal.
I fucked that up. Divine vaginal decay. Purity falling to rot. Possessed by that smell, sniffing the dead nun's vagina. Necrocrunt, rotting pussy. Dead vagina, sniff it.
Ah. Smells like victory.
I would have said, smells like formaldehyde.
It's incredibly beautiful.
Beautiful lyrics.
Sam, are you ready?
I am. This is a reading of Satan Rapes God by Anal Blasphemy. Marching over the heavenly gates eternal, realm of pity and impotence, prince of darkness, the dark lord leading the assault with his cock of fire. Satan rapes God. Weak fucking God. Satan rapes God. Weak fucking God. There hides the bittered faggot, creator of all, now to be humiliatingly raped by creation infernal. Satan rapes God. Weak fucking God. Satan rapes God. Weak fucking God. Satan pounding from behind. Torturous anal penetration. Fiery devilish cum launching fire. Exploding God's skull.
Beautiful. I don't think we could ask for a better one than that to go out on. Fuck you, God.
Fuck you, God.
Put us down here.
Piece of shit. How the hell are we ever going to get back?
I have no idea. Dun,
dun. Where did that fit in?
I don't know.
Where did just, where? Why would you do
it
that?
It felt
where
necessary.
Did that fit in?
Bitch.
Context.
Did you just say necessary?
I did.
Context.
It felt necessary.
It was foreshadowing.
All right, folks. All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Church Absurd. Be sure to follow all the Fat Lulz Radio shows, including The Fickle Fanboy with RPM, The Designated Drinkers, The Unseriously Serious Podcast, and be sure to contribute to the network with The League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the associated shows, including Robin Slim, From the Bottom, and Pee on the Pods.
It is necessary for you to follow them.
Yes. Jesus. Check us out on social media. I'm at RevJess_FL Radio.
I am at HangryPitbull.
Sam has a Twitter that he doesn't update very much, but no. You should definitely follow it. Chris, what about you?
Just come to your mother's house.
You'll find him in your father's panty drawer.
Looking for that strap on.
Exactly. He likes to be pegged. We just had an epiphany. Chris likes to be pegged. Chris, have you ever been pegged?
By Charles Manson.
No, seriously. Have you ever been pegged?
No.
You sure about that?
You're in a safe space here.
Y'all fuck me all the time on this podcast, but no, I've never been pegged.
We're in hell, dude.
Come on. No new experiences?
Nah.
Nobody came up behind you and was like, that's your prostate, baby.
Fuck.
Story for a later time.
Right. All right, folks. Well, oh, Santa. We have done it. So very much so.
First successful podcast live in hell.
Exactly. And I'm excited for it. But goddamn, is it fucking hot or shit down here? I'm sweating my fucking balls off. Thank God this episode's almost over.
Well, if you're tired of sweating your balls off, why don't we go back?
What?
Why don't we go back?
Well, because we're stuck here. Yeah. We've been
God sent us here.
Sam's been fucking talking to his wife on a Ouija board. Like, do you not recall that?
I recall it, but do y'all want to go back?
The fuck are you talking about?
Thomas Edison. He brought me this.
The fuck is that?
The fuck? It may or may not be a teleporter to go back home.
When did he give that to you?
I got it a couple hours after we got down here.
What?
I wanted to bond
with you.
Fuck you,
Judas.
I wanted to bond with y'all, all right?
Bond with these nuts.
Why?
Fuck.
Because I'm lonely.
We're in hell.
Hit the fucking button now. All right, folks, welcome back to The Lonnie Show. Before the break, you heard my latest single, We're the Sasquatchers, and now we have an interview with Cletus T. Boone, my brother in hunting.
Hey, get off of our stuff, Lonnie!
Hey, guys, you're back. Wait, what are you doing?
Come here, you son of a bitch!
Ow! Ow!
You motherfucker!
Damn it! Ow! Ow!
Get the fuck off of my shit!
Don't forget who your daddy is, Lonnie.
All right, so we're back?
Yes, finally. Welcome back to the Fat Chapel. After a brief change of location, we are back on Earth and ready to get back to business.
What are you doing here? I condemned you to hell.
Condemn this.
We just thought you wouldn't mind since you sent Tom Edison to give me the...
Thomas Edison is a sodomite. I sent him there long before I sent you.
Oh my God, who gives a shit? We got out, and you can't do fuck all about it.
I could just send you straight back down.
Not today, motherfucker.
Get him!
Send me to fucking hell, you son of a bitch, motherfucker! What the fuck?
He's wearing a mask.
Well, get it off of him. We're gonna find out who's really behind this bullshit.
Holy shit, what the fuck?
Is that a Bigfoot? Oh my God, it's a female.
All right, fine. You figured it out.
Well, why did you send us to hell?
Because I didn't have a choice, okay? I had to distract Lonnie into doing his own podcast to stop him from hunting on his property.
I knew that monster was out there.
That monster is my husband, you inbred fool.
Well, fuck you too.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you three idiots.
Hey!
And that stupid dog, too.
Dog?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Holy fuck, Sam, shoot it.
Scooby, no!
All right, so if you're not God, then where's God?
God isn't real. The Christians made him up because they couldn't fathom our powerful race.
I knew it.
Well, I hope you're happy, Lonnie. You have your proof. But you will never find us again. We are leaving your land and we are never coming back, and you will never be able to track us down.
What?
Goodbye, Church Absurd. You are easily the worst human beings I have ever encountered.
Oh, blow me.
And Lonnie, do not try to find us. Goodbye.
No!
All right, folks. You... Oh, my God. Lonnie, leave now.
Fuck you.
Well, folks, I guess that settles it. We're back in the Fat Chapel. Season 2 has begun, and there is no God.
And we're only going to get worse, so buckle up, fuckos.
So, are you guys no longer mad at me?
Shut up, Sister Christian.
So, until next time, folks, go in peace
and tear the world to pieces!
Any God, and when you die, you're just dead. In heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. Sometimes I think about the chance that I'm wrong, and then I close my eyes and just remember this song. I said, there isn't any God, and when you die, you're just dead. In heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. There ain't nobody watching us, cause nobody cares. And in the end, we're living all alone.
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/fatlulzradio.
A very special thank you going out to Rusty Cage for the use of his song, There Isn't Any God, off of the album Rusty Cage Volume 4, Gang Stalkers, available physically and digitally through rustycagemusic.com.